Hi guys, welcome to the Musing Podcast. It's been a minute, but no, we're here. It's been like we've been overwhelmed with life and everything that's been happening in it. Everyone is just like, you know, trying to see how they can just survive. Everybody's just in survival mode right now. Everybody's striving, like, anyway, what's happening, guys? What's going on? I'm not alone today. I have a guest. So, yeah. I think this is the best time to talk about something that we all neglect. Like, we all overlook because we just, like, know how to, you know, stay in suffering. You know, just, like, always think about the bad things that have gone wrong, things that have, you know, hurt us, things that have changed, whatever. You know, every time we know how to, me myself, I know how to dwell. So, like, I think if I know how to dwell, every other person listening to this podcast probably dwells once or twice in their life, like, dwell on the bad, dwell on something that they can just think about lightly and just, you know, like, move on. But we know how to dwell on it because we lack gratitude. We lack the ability to actually be grateful for, even if it's the little things, even if it's for, you know, one little thing you just achieved, you know, like, you should always have a grateful heart. I feel like when you have a grateful heart, you're able to even receive more blessings. But before we go in to the inn, I want to introduce my guest to you. You guys already know him now. He's like, you know, like, he's a regular guest on this show. He has a few words to speak for you guys because, you know, he knows how to speak words of, you know, words of truth and encouragement. So I'm just going to allow my guest to, you know, like, introduce himself.
Hello everyone. I'm Caleb, and yeah, I'm here. Your regular guy, Caleb. On the regular podcast.
Hey God, this is not the regular podcast. It's not a regular podcast at all. We have this thing we do here where we just, like, you know, explain to you how this is not a regular podcast. Anyway,
yeah.
Gratitude, guys. Welcome. Gratitude. So, like, you know, what's gratitude really? I think that, like, gratitude is like a wholeness. You feel like a wholeness, like an entirety, like when you're just, like, entirely, like, grateful from your heart, or not just saying it, when you actually feel it and you say it out. You have to be able to feel it before you say it. What do you think gratitude is for you?
I think gratitude is the quality of being thankful, you know, the show of appreciation. You know, expressing gratitude just says that you are trying to be thankful. You are showing, like, you're giving thanks. That's what it just means. You're giving thanks, you're giving appreciation or recognition to something that's happened in your life, or something that is going on, or to people, or to things. Just basic thankfulness, you understand?
Yeah. So do you think, like, gratitude now, it also comes with, like, being able to, like, say, like, words of affirmation to yourself? Do you think that also comes with gratitude?
Yeah, words of affirmation to yourself is supposed to be words that are telling you, like, what you are doing or what you need to do or what you've done. And I feel like gratitude and words of affirmation, I think they are two different things, though. Do you understand? Words of affirmation, they're just words to affirm that this is the stand you are in, or maybe this is what you're doing for yourself. Or I think basically what words of affirmation means is you just want to try to let yourself know how much you feel about yourself, or how lucky you are to have yourself. Or
yeah, like, you know, like, words of affirmation also, like, involves, like, being able to ginger yourself, like talk to yourself, right?
Yeah, but usually, what affirmation are usually is usually used in relationships?
No, like, I mean, what's that thing that you do where you like talk to yourself, like ginger yourself?
And that's like, positive, like speaking to yourself positively.
Okay, yeah? Like, so there's this thing I saw where they had like self-love languages.
Mm-hmm.
So under self-love languages, they had physical touch.
Okay.
So now the physical touch involves you know, being able to like have workouts, you know, taking care of your body basically. It's like, okay, self-love language. So it's like the things you do to show that you love yourself. Yeah. So now it's just like the categories of love language, but now for yourself. So under physical touch now involves like being in touch with your body, you know, taking care of your body, eating the right food, doing yoga, working out, going on a walk, massage, spa, skincare routines, having a body soak. You guys have no idea how body soaks are actually very relieving, you know, being able to just do what you like, you feel. And then they have like the quality time self-love language. Mm-hmm. And that's like time when you're like with yourself, in tune with yourself, when you're having like meditations or like introspection, transformational breathing, like being able to breathe in and out, being able to breathe, like take a moment of pause before you respond to someone. That's a lot of things, you know, taking yourself on a date, that's quality time as well, you know, reading a book, watching something, enjoying beverage.
It makes a lot of sense because with this world that we are in, everybody's driving, like everything is driving for your attention.
Yeah.
A lot of distractions everywhere.
Exactly. So it's like
spending quality time with yourself.
It's very important to be able to spend quality time. A lot of people don't know how to spend quality time with themselves. And most of all these things is what is able to open your heart up to gratitude, to being able to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this also act of service. It has involves cleaning your room, you know, like being able to do tasks for yourself that make you feel better. You know, now this is the time when we attack people that have OCD. Sometimes you don't know that they are doing these things for themselves. Yeah, it's like an act of service they do for themselves.
I know,
being able to clean your room, you know, like making your bed, taking the trash out, preparing healthy meals, you know, like attending therapy, living more purposely. You feel that's part of acts of service you can give to yourself. And then there's receiving gifts. This part now, a lot of people don't know how to do this.
Oh,
one.
I know how to do this part. Like,
a lot of people don't know how to
I just sometimes just feel like, okay, I'm not feeling too good. I tell my friends that it's therapeutic buying. Like, I know waiting I won't buy, say it's too expensive. But I still go ahead to get it because when I just get it, my mood changes. You understand? I feel better because I know, see, I don't buy that in way. I know you've been getting money to buy, but now I don't buy them. So what comes from buying? That happiness, that's short. You can call it short time, but man, it's not short time when you look at yourself and see it. I remember one time when I was going through a lot of stress, I had to go buy a Zippo lighter from nowhere. It just came that I needed a Zippo lighter to just make me feel better.
I
was telling people that I want to go and buy a Zippo lighter. Like, bro, it's 15k, it's 12k, sorry. I'm like, yeah, I know. I just won't buy them. I'll feel better if I buy it. How was it?
And you feel better.
Exactly.
So, you feel
happens.
Like sometimes you have to be able to like give yourself some things, like give yourself some accolades, like spend money on your hobbies, you know, like shop for things you love. You know, within your means though, you know, don't go tifo. Just do within your means. You can go on a trip. I'm going on a trip on a weekend, this thing, you can eat healthy food out, you know, buy nourishing stuff, invest in knowledge and education, you know, using art and craft to make yourself something, you know, you can just do anything. As far as you're giving yourself gifts, you're able to spoil yourself, you know, like take care of yourself. And then we come to the words of affirmation, and like it's like positive self-talk. You know, gratitude towards yourself and empowering affirmations to yourself.
I didn't know that this was the angle you were heading to, because when you said words of affirmation, it reminded me of the five love languages though.
Yeah.
But obviously we know what affirmation is. That's reassuring yourself, that self-talk, like making it like you're talking, you're saying something, you're making an impact to yourself. You understand words that have impact, and you're saying them to yourself. So it makes a lot of sense.
It's like gratitude towards yourself.
It makes
actually
a lot of sense, actually.
And we should be able to do this, like, you know, with ourselves, you know, be able to make a list of your strengths and successes. Always journal things down. Like, I learned this from this guy right here. Honestly, like, I learned how to write things down I want to do. Like, I always have like a to-do list. Like, every week I have a to-do list in my journal, like in a journal, like where I wrote it down, like this is what I have to do this week. Even if I don't achieve everything, it just puts you on some kind of focus, you know, like this is what this is what you have to do, this is what you have to achieve in 1 week, this is what you have to do in this week, so like, you don't just be wasting, because really time waits for no one. So you don't have to just be going on with the time and just be doing nothing, scrolling on your phone every day, doing trash. So it's best you know, make a list of things you want to do. Speak kindly to yourself every single time. Like, guys, I just learned this thing newly. Like, before I go to bed, like before I fall asleep, once I drop my phone to actually close my eyes and sleep, I start to say things to myself, you know, just like, I'm victorious, I'm successful, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Just like, you know, things that, you know, it helps to keep you together, like keep you going, like let you know who you actually are. You know, when you say these things to yourself and you actually learn how to always say these things to yourself, honestly, guys, you're on that path of, you know, a life of, you know, gratitude, because you're appreciating the works of God. Even the Bible has something about gratitude, being able to always be thankful and open, you know, fasting. Hey God, how did they even say it again? I don't really know the Bible verse, but I know.
Don't go to church, but it's really
It's really about just being thankful, you know, speaking your ideal future into existence, you know, little pep talks. Always give yourself, like, that's why I like watching Insecure that year, because of that part where Issa has to always look at herself in the mirror and be like, hey, mirror bitch, like, you know, like, she talks to herself, like, she just, like, you know, sees herself as another person in that mirror. And then there's this other thing I saw online one time that this guy was talking about separating yourself from your ego. That's like consciousness, like being able to be the third person in your story. Like, you're telling a story about something you did, or probably where you made a mistake, or anything at all, but you're the third person. Being the third person means now that you've removed yourself
from the situation,
now,
and you have that third eye to
see.
This actually brings to mind that having this done, like doing this, removing yourself from like the situation, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be too much, but whatever it is, just trying to remove yourself from the situation, like in your mind psychologically, and seeing it from a third party side or third eye angle, would help you like really see if there are any errors. It will help you even self-evaluate yourself. Do you understand?
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Being able to see yourself, like, you now be able to like study yourself better, you know your weaknesses and your strengths even better, and you know the power of knowing yourself, like the power of being able to know who you are, knowing yourself, knowing what you can do and what you cannot do. There's so much power that comes from it, because like, seriously, you don't even want to know the kind of power. Because now imagine you're not telling a story, now you're not be like me now, and I'll be like, okay, well, this is where Chidera fucked up, Munachitsu did this, because now I'm not saying what I did, because like, I have separated myself from my ego. That cautiousness, you don't even know. Being cautious is the new right now, honestly. Like, being able to be cautious of yourself, what you say to yourself, what you say to others, how you react to everything. It's very important, guys, because honestly, when you're able to, you know, be in this cautiousness, it really takes you on that path of gratitude. Because honestly, gratitude is a lot of things. You have to be able to be grateful for everything. You know, me that I'm here preaching it, I'm really on that journey. Abi, have you accomplished the journey yet?
No, it's a process. Like, times will come when you wouldn't even feel grateful for anything.
Honestly,
you just have to remind yourself that you're not rich like that. What it means in Yoruba is it's Otokpe means that he's rich to give thanks. You understand? everything talk back. Yeah, you reach to give thanks. You're alive today, you reach to give thanks. Mm-hmm. You get, so we should just keep giving thanks to for things that are around us, people that are around us, food, that you're even alive today. A lot of people have died.
Exactly.
Corona don't even keep people. Mm-hmm. So
like you should just be able to, you know, just like, you know, I always used to say like the little things always matter. So like when you understand that the little things matter, you understand that the present moment you are in, that you're laughing and being happy with your friends, it matters. You know, those are memories that you can go back to look at. Yeah, and just like, you know, feel the breeze you get. So honestly, guys, it's really, really important to be able to like be grateful for everything, for anything at all. The fact that you're able to achieve one thing today, when you're going to bed in the night and you're thinking of everything that you did with your day, and it's only one thing you achieve, you thank God for it. Some people did not even achieve all the 10 things that they wrote.
Last, we won't achieve it.
As in, like someone was telling me yesterday, the other day, Muna. Yeah, because I was not wearing a face mask and I was on a work break. And he was like, I'm at more risk of getting this corona. I was like, bro, wash your hands first, man. You know, he was not like, that is not by washing. I said, it's by washing hands, because like, your hands can be dirty and you want to wear your face mask and you still touch your face. So you have to wash your hands. I even asked him, explained to him that, bro, some people go wear face mask, cross road, motor go jam, then they go die. So person may go die, go die. Team will go kill you, go kill you. No, honestly, I'm not even trying to say the coronavirus is a hoax or anything, but I'm trying to make a point. My point is, waiting go kill you, go kill you. That's just my point. Like, you get so.
You try to tell me something, I this safe.
No, you guys, this safe. That was say, wash your hands. You must wash your hands, guys. Like, whether you like it or not, even when you want to wear the face mask, you touch your face when you're wearing the face mask. You cannot touch your face with dirty hands. The World Health Organization has already said that don't touch your face with dirty hands. So even when you want to place the mask over your nose and your mouth, you touch it with dirty hands. So wash your hands every time. It's very, very paramount that you wash your hands. But my point in that conversation the other day was that person will go die. So why not be grateful? Be grateful, self, say even they are alive, they hear the gist where they go on about the corona. I mean, not be so. Some people don't die. Some people don't even dare to even witness this corona pandemic period. So, some people don't pack things. So, like, you have to always be able to be thankful and grateful. And when you're able to always be grateful, blessings actually come, because you have it means that you're on that path of having a simple heart, you know, keeping your heart very simple.
Yeah, your mind sane.
Keeping your mind sane and just being grateful for everything that is happening around you. It doesn't have to be so perfect. It's not like every time good things are happening around you.
Yeah, I feel like gratitude brings contentment.
Yes,
if you realize that you don't get content, start being grateful for those little things that you don't think that matters, but you're just grateful for the things that happen. You see, you soon start becoming content with what you have. You're okay, you're blessed. You know you're blessed, so you're just content with what you have and where you are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have aspirations to be better or to be
they
more than
say
what you are,
be content on who you are. Like even if you want to, you know, strive to be better, but like
you can be content with where you are for the moment, so that you can plan and be better to be.
Exactly.
The other way, man.
Exactly, because like, you know, being content comes with a lot of discipline. You know, when you're content with something, it means that even when bigger things come, you will not be too carried away by it. You will not be blown away, because you're actually a content person. You know how to be content with it. You get 3 clothes, you're content. And you get 2 shoes, you're content. So, like, guys, I just blew grammar.
Contented. One of them says contented.
But you guys get what I mean, though. You guys get me. You guys feel me, though, yeah? So, like, what I'm trying to say is you have to be able to be content with the little things around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very paramount. So, guys, like, you have to be able to be grateful.
Yeah, contented is gratitude.
Stop it.
You understand?
Okay, good. Guys, what I'm trying to say is be content with what you have. You know, stay grateful. Move gracefully. You know, so just move gracefully, stay grateful, and stay content.
Yeah,
when you open your mind to gratitude, you don't even realize it. It might not even start coming immediately, but the blessings start to come. You don't even know, because you're now living on just like appreciating whatever it is that happens. Yeah. You get like, okay, well, something bad happened. You're not happy about it. You're upset. You know, you feel sad. It's okay to feel sad. You know, feel it. Feel sad. You know, feel upset. But don't transfer aggression though. You get, you know, just feel sad. Feel sad, okay, this didn't happen well, okay. Can pray about it. That's even the next thing to do. You pray about it, even if you just say a few words. You don't necessarily need to go down and pray.
The Bible says, give thanks in all.
So, what else? Like, everything, seriously.
Alhamdulillah,
yo.
That's it.
Honestly. So, yeah. Just give thanks, you know, whether or not, I mean, bad things happen. See, bad things always happen.
To good people, too.
To good people, especially. So, my dear friend, just, like, you know, give thanks in all situations. Stay grateful. Keep your heart simple. Keep your mind sane. It's very, very important. Like, you don't know. I can't emphasize on it enough because it's actually very important. It's something that you have to be cautiously aware of. These things I just said now, you have to be. It's not as if it's something that happens in one day. You have to be able to now build that cautiousness of something happened. You just, like, have to have this gratitude, you know, this heart of gratitude.
I think that all you said makes a lot of sense, and people need to understand that being grateful comes with blessings.
Yeah,
you understand, contentment is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people they strive to be content even when they are very
when they have it all low,
exactly, that's my point. So contentment is a blessing, so we should understand that being grateful brings blessings automatically to us. So with that, you see the deliberate consciousness in trying to be grateful and thankful. Most times when things happen around, I just say alhamdulillah. I'm not even Muslim, but I just speak it because of that uniqueness to just say thank you in another different way. Do you get? So I feel like we can all be deliberately trying to be grateful around things that are happening around and things that are going on for us, and just stay grateful like that. And yeah, that's how.
I'm not saying that you should not, because you're being content, you should not now be, you know, ambitious or like want to gain more or do more. You should, though. We're not stopping your ambitious spirit or whatever. We're just saying, like, even in this, in the, you know, in the process, in the vibe of wanting more, stay content, like, stay grateful. Even when it's failing, everything is failing around you, you have to be able to just, you know, be grateful, you know, because when you're grateful, those blessings will come. They will most definitely come. Sometimes God delays things to even see how we'll handle it when they come. So, like, you can't even blame God. God is just there looking. He's watching. He's looking at all of us. So, it's just like time will tell for everybody, you get. So, while you're waiting for time to tell for you, just be content, you know, move gratefully, you know, be grateful so that, you know, things will come down to you and you feel a lot better. You really feel better. Like, you feel better when you're able to just, like, live a life of gratitude. You don't even know. Honestly, you feel better. You heal. You most definitely heal. Like, you just be healing unknowingly. Just like, but when you now have that consciousness, you will now know that, I've actually been healing, you know, because I've, like, tried to keep my heart very simple. You get. So, it's really all a process. It's not like it happens in one day. Rome wasn't built in a day. But to be able to have that consciousness is what I'm trying to put into you guys. Have that consciousness so that when you have that consciousness, then you start. That's the process has started. You feel? So, guys, I'm going to round up this episode with one life tip from our guests, because we want to hear what he has to say, what he has to give you guys, you know, as a takeaway on this topic of gratefulness.
Bro, I know be checking you probably not takeaway, but the big thing is
it rhymes. Give me rhymes now.
But the big thing is the jumbo thing is you need to know how to keep your heart simple and your mind sane.
Yeah.
ways that's because most this stuff you were talking about now, I didn't even know about it. But yeah, as I've been trying to keep my heart sane, my mind sane, and that's how I have been doing those things, and I didn't even know that they existed as something like that. You get, when I used to go to get stuff that I like out of the blue, and I call it therapeutic buying, I didn't know it was a way to self-love. I just learned that today. So it means a lot that I'm on that path, you understand. It just means a lot. So I think
we should all be on the path.
I think that's all the affirmation I need here now, right now, that I'm on that path to gratitude, you know, self-love and all of that. Yeah, so that's the life tipo. Just keep your heart simple, man.
You guys heard it. You heard it all, man. Yeah. You guys heard it all. So, like, you guys, I know that some people that hit me up for the voiceovers on their brand, I've still not delivered to them. And that's only because some of them have not sent to me what they're really about. And I don't want to just go on and make a voiceover for someone that, and then I now probably make a mistake or not say what it is that you are really about. So please, if you're really listening to this, you have to really send me what your brand is really about. And I know I've still not dropped my pricing list on doing voiceover for brands. That's because it's actually very cheap and it's very negotiable, so I don't really think I need a pricing list. Just hit me up if you need something and we'll come up with a package for you. You feel? So anyway, guys, till next time, it's your girl Muna, as always, you know, giving you life tips, you know, on how to, you know, survive, you feel?
Hey, use your life tipo.
Mado. you guys have to just, like, you know, have a blessed week. Have a blessed week ahead. You know, stay safe out there. Wear your face mask. You know, stay 2 meters away from people. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. You feel? Stay safe, guys. Until next time. Peace out.